Hello and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation where three generations of positive people featuring real world Dar, that's me, millennial Jen,
that's me,
and not so silent Bob.
Well, how do they get that?
We'll make you laugh, we'll make you think, and we'll always end on a happy note. All right, so we have another question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the next question?
Next
Bob?
Question is, how do we like to spend our money?
Oh, what money?
Whatever money is extra. So what are you going to debt for? How's that?
No, that's not sensible. I'll go first, and then I can work on queuing up songs. But
I'll go last so you can cut me off if I get too wordy.
Yes. I didn't even have to tell him to say that. I love. That's love, L-O-B-E, love to travel. So most times, like a high price or, you know, money, for real money, is on something related to traveling, going somewhere, seeing something. So with that, last summer, my buddy, my racquetball buddy, Helen Hart, oh, I said her whole name. She okay with that. We decided probably a year and a half previously that we were going to road trip by camper van.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That was cool.
It was amazing. So it was my first time camper vanning, roughing it. I am truly a city girl. And so I had a hard time. Our first night, we just kind of rolled up into this, like, state park or something. And I'm like, so y'all we just sleep in this van and just trust that nobody's going to come and do anything to me? I was struggling with that because I'm just like, there's a lot of trust involved with camper vanning. But we started in Vegas and went over to L.A. and then rode up the coast to San Francisco. Amazing. We went north, so we weren't on the going down south where we can be right next to the highway, but we did do that just to kind of experience that. That's a whole nother driving
experience.
You went
on Highway 1 then, didn't you?
Yeah, we went up Highway 1, and it was amazing. And so those are the type of I love road tripping. So when I'm spending money, most times it's traveling and seeing the world. I have been to probably over 30 countries in my travels.
Wow.
I'm jealous.
It's pretty cool with my job. I traveled with people for a couple years, and we were just all over. Like every 3 to 4 days, I was in a different host family seeing the world. And
wow.
So it's been a really, really cool journey. And it's difficult to pinpoint one of my favorite places, but I would say Thailand.
So many people tell me that.
Yeah, it's a really, really amazing experience. And so Thailand is probably one of my
favorite.
Well,
you like it because those fish ate the
oh, yes.
The skin off your feet or
yes,
something?
Yes, I had fish sucking on my feet. It was
no,
so
no, no, no,
yes,
no, no,
Jen.
No.
It was a cultural
no.
experience.
No.
They sucked off all the dead skin.
I'm good. I'll just keep dead skin on my feet.
It was amazing. Yes. So, yep. Okay. Fish sucked my feet in Thailand, and that was cool.
Oh. Okay. Let me ask a random question. Now, this is maybe stupid, but I was studying. Like, I study a lot about people's values, and one thing I'd never heard this word before, but some people value wanderlust. Have you ever heard that term?
I have heard of wanderlust
mm-hmm.
before.
Yeah, me too.
Yes.
Yeah, it just means you love to travel.
Yep.
I'm like, was that the best word they could come up with was wanderlust?
Yeah, I
you
also use I use vagabond.
That's another good word.
Yeah.
You betcha.
Look that one
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what?
Yeah. Well, I've heard that word.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I just said you betcha. That's a Uper word.
You betcha. That is very Uper because you 41 years in, you have your Uper card. We're still working on ours, Jen and
I. Yeah, no, I've only got 5 years in here.
Well, why don't you guys try betcha? Let me hear you say betcha. You betcha.
Betcha?
You betcha.
Betcha.
Oh, Jen. Try it again, Jen.
You betcha.
Ooh.
There you go.
That was good. Let me try. Yeah, you betcha.
You got it.
That was amazing.
Thank you. Right. I'm just going to go and contact the mayor, local mayor, and see if I can get my Uper card.
Yeah,
I feel like I should just have one because I live in South Range. That's enough to just get my Uper card.
That's true.
Really?
Oh, you know what? You know what? We should totally create some checklist system for Uper cards and make it a real thing. I'm down. Who's down?
I'm down. Maybe some of our listeners are down, too.
They can come up with ideas.
All right.
Yeah.
All right,
so
it's my turn now.
Yes, it's your turn. Yes. And before you go, can you give the listeners our email address? Because we do want to start getting you don't have it. We'll get it later.
No, I do.
Okay.
I do.
So that if you have something that you want us to talk about from the perspective of three generations, send us an email and we'll chat about it.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Right, yeah. Jen?
Yes, absolutely. I'm actually going on to our Facebook right now to find out what our email is because it's posted on our Facebook, which is Jen, X, Y, and I on Facebook. So I'll go get around to that. But first I wanted to tell you, what I like to spend my money on.
Cool.
And I like to spend my money on experiences, not so much travel, but I like to take my kids places. I like to experience different restaurants and activities, and I love to spoil my kids with birthday parties. And so anything that I think will be a fun experience is what I like to spend my money on. And then also I get a little bit spendy on technology a little bit. I like to experience some good technology. So that's where my money goes, and expensive hotels.
Right.
Yes.
We've talked about hotels, right, Bob?
Yes. You can save a lot of money by changing your style. You know that.
I don't want to save a lot of money. I'm going to spend on my fancy hotels because that is how I treat myself.
You're what we call bougie.
I'm not always bougie. I'm just bougie in some areas. Okay?
Bougie, that's a good word. I never thought
of
that. All right,
Bob.
Okay,
Bob,
well,
I know you're a penny pincher, Bob.
So I am. And the more I pinch, the more I can do things. I could spend it on other things. It's not like we have lots of money in the bank. We have no money in the bank. I shouldn't tell anybody that. I mean, basically...
Oh, Carol's going to be so mad at you.
What we do is basically we spend money, and we spend money on things we enjoy doing. And for me, Carol probably agrees with some of this. I have three things I spend money on. Grandkids, I've got four, and I love buying them little toys and things and stuff like that, especially when I know they're coming over and I want to keep them busy doing something. I spend money on the garden, but I have to be careful because Carol thinks I spend too much money on gardening. And I, like both of you guys probably, I'm also into wanderlusting. I love travel. I've been to every state in the United States now.
Wow.
And I've been to 4 or 5 countries, but I got started really late on that country thing. And the other problem is that it's expensive to go and travel in other countries. And that's not something I have a lot of money for. Carol won't go.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
So I can't spend.
I want you to tell the listeners a little bit, like really 45 seconds, Bob. Jen's going to time you, about your trip that you took with your brother.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because that was a really cool experience. Can you share with our listening audience a little bit about that? Really quick, though, Bob.
Okay, really quick. Okay. Basically, my mom passed away. We ended up with some money because we sold some of her stuff, and I was able to take about $5,000 out of that, and my brother did the same thing, and we went to find our family in Poland.
Yeah.
There was another part of the family that we didn't find, but by luck and by almost a miracle and with the help of a Polish professor at Michigan Tech, we were actually able to connect with my family in a rural area of southeast Poland near the Tatra Mountains.
it was just amazing. And I'm still in contact with Sylvia's mother, the song. And she's an English teacher, so she's somebody I could talk to, and we've done some Zoom. We've done a Zoom meeting with her once or twice, and it's just, it was amazing. And so we drove all over Poland. Mm-hmm. We rented a car. We went to the Czech Republic. We went to Budapest. We went through Slovakia.
And time.
There you have it.
Oh, I could talk about that for an hour.
And time.
So, Jen, so you have a you speak another language. Since we're talking about traveling.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't know this.
I didn't know that.
I served a mission for my church for a year and a half in Taiwan. So, 我会讲中文. I speak fluent Mandarin Chinese.
Oh, wow. 你好吗?
你好.
Wow. Yo.
Yeah.
Yo.
What up?
Very, very cool. Well, thanks for joining us today, and thanks for listening. Remember that you can always check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Jen, X, Y, and I. And on Facebook is Jen, X, Y, and I Podcast. Also, if you want to get online and check us out at 91.9 WMTU, we're always live every Wednesday at 5 p.m. And don't forget, if you have a topic that you want us to talk about across three generations, give us a call and leave us a message or a text message at 313-437-2959. And finally, email us at genxyandi@gmail.com. That's genxyandi@gmail.com. So thanks for listening with us today, and we will see you or listen to you or check you out or touch base with you or connect with you on our next podcast.
Bye.